All right, here's an interesting thing that just popped up on my news feed this morning, and I find this fascinating. I do. The state of Tennessee has passed House Bill 1663. It will allow the death penalty for child rapists. Death penalty for child rapist. Or if you prefer, minor attracted person, it's still the death penalty. The vote was 77 to 19. The 19 that voted against it, all Democrats. Pro-abortion Democrat, State Representative Afton Benn, called it incompatible with the right to life. Yeah, the lady who has a Planned Parenthood endorsement actually said killing child rapists is not compatible with right to life. She supports killing babies, but not the people that rape them when they're born alive. Yeah, she knew how bad it looked at the time. It's all on video, by the way. William Lambert, the true hero of survivors, in his responses where he read letters from the survivors, you should listen to everything he says. I'm going to put it up on my X account for you. I'm going to put it up there for you to see. I want you to see this. It's going to Governor Bill Lee's desk to be signed into law. Child rapists, no safe space in Tennessee. Makes me want to move there more. Mountains, great fishing rivers, a mild climate for the most part. Hello, Tennessee. You got room for a guy like me? Why do so many Democrats, here's a question asked by Robbie Starbuck. Why do so many Democrats in office care more about the lives of child rapists than they do about the kids that have not been born yet? That's the question put forth. Why do they think pedophiles have more of a right to life than an unborn child? How can anyone support this kind of mentality? Yep, they've passed it. And away it goes, as it should. To Governor Bill Lee's desk. Anyhow, I was posted this morning at about 1 in the morning. Coming up, Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Defund Corporation for Public Broadcasting? I think so. Good idea. I'll be back.